Akintunde is here in Miami and our Miami studios. Akintunde is auditioning for Search for the One Stand-Up Comedy Talent Star.
Talent Search. Yes,
talent
sir.
Talent Search?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, aren't you already a comedy star?
Well, I'm looking for comedians.
He's looking for it.
Oh, you're hosting.
I'm searching.
Oh.
Yes, Sybil.
You will be auditioning comics.
I'm auditioning comedians.
Oh, okay.
And I'm searching for them. I'll be tonight at Redeeming Word Christian Center in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Yeah.
Do they have to be clean? No cursing?
Yes, yes, Jay. That is a requirement.
Okay. Let me you out.
Clean right. Christian gospel comedians.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
no
sir.
No cursing at all.
No cursing. Not in the sanctuary. If you cuss in the church, they're gonna pull you off stage. They're gonna snatch you off the stage real quick.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We were talking off air about Jesus and his disciples.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He started out with a lot of people don't recognize it was way more than 12.
It was.
That he started out with. Now, some reports has been up to 30, 35. I've heard those numbers.
Uh-huh.
And it whittled that down to 12. That was left. So you got to
take it no more.
You got to take Negroes through stuff. You know what I'm saying? To see who with you. You know what I'm saying? It's like any whether it's marriage, family, friends. People got to go with you through them. So they got to see some mess. They got to go through the test. And then you get down to the 12. You're like, all right, y'all the 12. Them other jokers, I knew they was going to leave. And then some of them jokers left. Some of the 12.
Yeah.
Thomas was doubting. Peter went to cussing. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He that knew. Would be Jay.
Sybil, you know, we're talking. I think, really, if they ever do another remake of the Bible, of the Gospels,
you'll find that there were 35.
And 12 left. And Jay can play Peter. I think that'd be great. And J. Anthony Brown.
The cussing apostle. Peter.
So the rest, they couldn't take the schedule? Or
You know, all that, take the schedule.
All that walking and
walking. We going again? We just got here.
Plenty didn't get paid. They didn't get paid at all.
No pay.
You got paid in other ways, and Jesus will have you doing crazy stuff. He disappear and then tell you to get on the boat and then come walking up on you. That always gets me. A lot of people judge folks about that, but you imagine somebody walking across the water. Like, who is that? Who is that? He's like, it is I, Master. Oh, ain't no Master. That's a ghost.
And you like, if you can walk, why you decided? Why didn't you fit? Why didn't you walk out?
And then Peter, the gangster of it all. Peter, like, all right, man, that's you, Jesus. Tell me to come out there. Bid me to come out there, man. So like, come on. And Peter walked on water. He was so shocked. He walked on water. Praise the Lord.
And the mother jokers.
They stayed in the boat. The mother jokers stayed right there like, yeah, Peter, you go ahead out there. We going to watch right here. I ain't never seen nobody walk on the water. That's scary to me. That's foreign, okay?
And Jay, what's your line?
I ain't never seen him. I don't know.
No. Jay has two lines.
From the Bible. Quotes from the Bible.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know. Won't he do it? I know that. That kind of gets the Christians that, whoa, he know the Bible. Yeah. And then you go, judge ye not. And that backs him off. That really backs him off.
Did he?
Won't he do it? Not in the Bible.
Did he audition his disciples?
I think, no, Jesus just walked past people and told him, come on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what
Jesus, Paul, all them jokers was thugs. They's gangsters. They walked past like, hey, look here. Forget what you're doing. All that little fishing stuff. Come on, go. you right here. You farming for your parents. Put that down and come go with me. And then you couldn't even stop and go check. You gotta leave right now. Like, that's like Tom, Jay, and Sybil pulling by in the car and like, stop what you doing and get in the car right now. Well, I gotta tell my wife, forget about your wife. Get in the car right now. I gotta go to work
tomorrow. Here's the other thing. His other opportunity. A lot of them were married, so they wanted to leave. So that's a whole different thing.
He said they wanted to.
The Bible said they were married, and they a dude came by and said, go with me, like, let's go now.
Don't you want to go tell anybody? Don't you?
No, wanna... I don't want to tell her nothing.
Tell them when we get back.
I can do that. Good luck tonight auditioning for
the one
talent search.
Search for the one. Stand up comedy talent search. Search for the one comedy.com.
Okay.
Is the website.
In Fort Lauderdale.
Redeeming Word Christian Center, Tom.
Okay.
Pastor's Anthony Bedford.
How y'all do it? How you do it, man?
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it? It's in there. It's in there somewhere,
yes,
man.
Sir.
All right.